I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
You remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon like Margaret Heller. Margaret, thank you so much for your support. It means a ton to us.
Thanks, Margaret.
Yeah, absolutely. Jim, we've got plenty of time with these bonus podcasts to go deep on songs that we love and that maybe haven't gotten enough love on the show that probably we have never played on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our opportunity to do that. Give us a hint of what you're going to play.
Well, I've got a tune, Greg, that was immortalized and popularized, really was a big hit for an artist who I would otherwise never, ever play. But it's a cover. I'm going to go to the original.
Wow. All right. We're going to hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions, Jim. It is your turn to pop a quarter in the Desert Island Jukebox in this bonus podcast. What do you got?
Well, Greg, I am so glad that we are living in this golden age of show runner, show producer, sound choice picks, right? I mean, so many of my DIJs, when they haven't been inspired by the sad passing of an artist of late, have been inspired by hearing a song I didn't expect to hear on a soundtrack and then diving deep into it. So I have been watching The Fall of the House of Usher, which I can't actually recommend because it's really cheesy, right? But it is Halloween time as we record. And, the idea of taking Succession with a little bit of the Purdue Pharma story and merging that with Edgar Allan Poe, I don't know. Like, how did they pitch that in the elevator over at Netflix, right? But Carmel and I are having fun counting all the Poe allusions. There's not a Poe poem or story that isn't nodded to, however obliquely and gratuitously, with the gore and the weird sex and the gothic trapping. Anyway, in the middle of one episode the other day, up comes New York Groove. Now, as a New York raised, New York adjacent, right? We got all New York radio in Jersey City and Hoboken, where I'm growing up, right? New York Groove was played by like every rock station at least 2 or 3 times a day for a long period there. The version by Ace Frehley. And this is when Kiss make their 4 solo albums, right? And both Frehley and his bandmates apparently all hated the idea of covering this song and were adamantly against Ace doing New York Groove, and it's the only song anybody cared about from those 4 solo albums, and the only one that was a hit. Makes it like top 10. But I'm going to play the original. It was a British glam rock band called Hello that first recorded the song in 1975 for their debut album, Keeps Us Off the Streets. That early era of glam rock continues to fascinate the two of us, right? Because here were these bands, some hopping on a bandwagon, like think Bay City Rollers, right? And others you know, coming up with one immortal hit, you know, like the Suite, Ballroom Blitz, right? As well as costumes that were just extraordinary, right?
Right.
And playing with the bisexual imagery and frippery and froppery and but the hooks, right? And New York Groove, you know, by Ace Frehley is pretty cheesy when they do that, like, New York subway announcement or megaphone, you know. I say back in the New York. You know, it's like, oh, man, right? It's really just cheesy. But the original has that, and it's more natural, and it flows better, and the hooks are every bit as good. You know, and for a kid, I discovered New York concentrically in circles, right? For 30 cents, you get on the PATH train, and you surfaced either at what was then the World Trade Center or in the middle of the Village or up at Macy's in Herald Square, you know, and then you'd kind of trepidatiously get off the subway and walk three blocks and then get back on the subway and get back to safety in New Jersey, right? And then the next time you get off and you're like, walk six blocks, right? You know, the dirty streets of Manhattan. See Scorsese's Taxi Driver. It really was like that, kids, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but, you know, but you're also feeling cocky because you're in the greatest city on earth and you are not dying. And so you are in the New York groove, mm-hmm. right? And then you go back to New Jersey or Long Island or wherever you came from. Anyway, you know, it's a great song. And thank you, House of Usher, for reminding me of it and prompting me because there was no way. There was just no way I was going to play Ace. Right.
Mm, right.
And then I'd seen an oblique reference to this being a cover. I have since listened to the entire Hello discography. They broke up in 79. So they form in 77. They break up in 79. Three albums. Everything else they ever did is completely worthless.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a good song. Mm-hmm. New York Groove by Hello.
Here I am again in the city.
New York Groove by Hello. You didn't know it was a cover, did you?
No, I didn't. You know, to be honest with you, I didn't know Ace Frehley did that song either.
But, oh, no, you never? But now you were growing up in upstate New York. You didn't hear it there?
No, I think it was in college by that time, so I didn't. No, I wasn't living there that long.
I forget you're older than me.
Yeah, yes. I was gone. I'd flown the coop by then. I was living and then moving to Chicago.
No, WNEW, WPIX, WPLJ, they'd all play back
you
in
know,
New York Groove.
It does remind me, because there would be sort of a sense of regionalism about playlists back in those days, right? You would get, like, depending on where you lived in the country, certain songs became popular only in that part of the country and nowhere else.
Yeah.
That doesn't occur anymore, it seems like, you know?
No, it's a streaming world.
Yeah, it's kind of cool when radio stations had that sort of
and
freedom.
And this is apropos of absolutely nothing, but we should remark on it. It's a streaming world, and we just lost Bandcamp. Where Bandcamp is being gutted
horrible.
Even as we speak.
Bad news, but we have New York Groove, Jim. So
we have New York Groove.
That's
yeah.
something to celebrate. That is it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.
Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott.